Mr. Ghanem, how would you compare the MDGs to the new SDGs?
Well, you can consider the new SDGs as a follow-up to the MDGs. They are much broader, and they're going a step further into deepening, really, the global consensus on development issues. For one thing, we had 8 goals in the MDGs. Now we have 17 goals under the SDGs. So it's covering a much broader set of issues, issues that deal with developing countries as well as with developed countries, focusing on the whole world, not just on the developing world. The whole process for developing the Sustainable Development Goals was a long process that involved many countries. It involved a dialogue that lasted for more than a year between the different member states of the United Nations. Actually, I was in New York participating in the UN General Assembly discussions, which included approval of the SDGs by the United Nations. So there is a broad ownership across the world from the developing countries as well as from the developed countries. They are very, very ambitious goals. For example, we're not talking about expanding access to education. We're talking about the quality of education.
What is different about the role of food and food-related issues in the SDGs, and what factors are driving that shift?
Actually, there's a big difference. If you look at the goal 2 of the SDGs, under the SDGs, the goal was to reduce the number of hungry people by half. Now, the goal is to end hunger, achieve food security, improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. So it's a much broader goal. Beyond that goal, if you look at the targets under goal 2, they talk about ending hunger and malnutrition, but they're also focusing on doubling agricultural productivity and income of small-scale food producers. There's a focus, particularly women, indigenous people, family farmers, and of course, the sustainability of the food production systems is an important target here. So here in the SDGs, we're also talking about how we're going to achieve some of those targets. So we're talking about increasing investment, including through enhanced international cooperation and rural infrastructure, etc.
The MDGs targeted developing countries specifically, whereas the SDGs are goals for all countries in the world. What does this change tell us about the way the international community is looking at development going into the future?
Now, since we're talking about sustainable development, it cannot just be targeting developing countries, because sustainability is a matter for everybody. We cannot do development. We cannot do sustainable development. We cannot end hunger. We cannot end poverty without building strong partnerships between developed and developing countries. So it is a strong message for all of the countries of the world, not just the developing world.
As governments begin to implement these new goals, what are some of the questions that remain for you at this stage?
Well, there are 2 important questions for me. One, financing. Are we going to be able to mobilize sufficient financing to achieve those goals? We're talking about increasing investment in agriculture, in infrastructure. A second important issue is monitoring and evaluation. How are we going to monitor implementation? Are we developing the right indicators to see whether we are achieving our objectives? Indicators for peace and stability, for example. How are we going to measure that? Are we measuring correctly when we talk about the quality of education? So those are really the 2 big